Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for November 18th, 2024. So mortgage rates, let's just say they were flat again. Reason why is this is a really hard week to come out to you guys and do some entertaining and give you guys some advice or content, because here's our economic calendar for the week. Monday, nothing. Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday, crude oil inventories. Thursday is when we get a little bit of information. That's initial jobless claims, existing home sales. And then on Friday, we get some manufacturing numbers. So this week is really nothing out there. So I want to take this opportunity to just lay out what I'm going to start posting at the end of each day. Is basically going to be a market summary. So check all my social media platforms. I'll try to post these where I can. But what we're going to do is break down the day. And we basically talk through here how it's basically a lull-um day. There's nothing going on this week. So that's why we're launching this platform right now. You go down through here, we're going to give you a market recap for the day, what basically caused the markets to change. Short little video right through here, and then how the markets did on the MBS markets and the 10-year treasury, how they performed. A little bit of economic news at a glance right through here. Then we'll talk about mortgage rates and the economic calendar. So you'll have all that right at your fingertips. Just check out all my social media platforms, and I'll also put it down below in the YouTube video of the day that I do. So that's what we're talking about right now. So like I said, there's nothing on the economic front. Based on today's data, which was really nothing, we had the MBSs up 9 ticks. Let's go over, take a minute to just explain what this is real quick. If you're not familiar with the channel, we focus in on mortgage rates and the mortgage market and real estate. Okay, so but we also talk about, you know, other equity positions, because our goal here is to help people change their mindset from going from basically a victim to a victor. So we're going to teach you guys how, you know, what is the Dow Jones? What actually is it? What's the S&P 500? What is Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies? How can you invest in those things? That's what we're going to educate you guys on as well. But in today's video, we're just focusing in on real estate. So how we focus in on interest rates is we don't watch the 10-year treasury. We don't watch what the Federal Reserve is doing, because if you didn't learn your lesson last September, you did this time, because when the Federal Reserve cut rates in September by 50 basis points, mortgage rates went up almost every day from that point to the next time the Federal Reserve met. So what we focus in on is right through here. It's called the MBSs. It's a mortgage-backed security, a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. So you focus in on the price of what's going on. Most charts give you the yield or the interest rate. This gives us a price. So what you have to understand is, how does this price reaction work in relation to shift to interest rates? So it's simple. There's a yin-yang relationship. So let me explain. If this chart is going up, that means the price of a bond is going up. Well, it means interest rates are coming down. So again, this chart goes up in price, means rates come down. We hate when you see red up here, means prices are going down and rates are going up. So that's how you focus in on here. Then we usually go over news of the day and some videos, but there's nothing for us today in today's market. So that's what we're seeing right through here. The economic news for today, like I said, there's really nothing. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday, we start getting some information there. The market summary will be posted at the end of each day. So let's get over to what the market is doing right now. So the first thing I want to look at it right now is the highlight in the markets right now is Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. Look right across the board. They are tearing it up. So that's what we're seeing in cryptocurrencies. Again, check out last week's video. I'll try to put it right up through here. I showed you guys different investment options on how to buy Bitcoin. And I'm not telling you what to do or anything. I just want to teach you guys how you get the information to do whatever you're looking to do. So that's what we're seeing right through there. But the broader indices right through here, we have the Dow Jones down. It's the only thing in here in the red other than the VIX that you're seeing all the way at the other end. But let's go across through here. The Dow Jones is down 55 points, which, okay, we'll take that. S&P's up 23 points. NASDAQ's up triple digits at 111. We do have the VIX down minus 0.56. We're focusing in on here. You always want this in the red, or you want this right around 15, 16, 14. This tells you the anxiety levels in the markets. So the lower this number, it's usually going to be at 14, 15, 16. If it goes in 20, 30, be prepared for a market freak out. That's what you're seeing through there. So let's get over to oil, see how oil's reacting for today. It's up. Oil prices rise more than 3%. on an outage, and Ukraine war is escalating. So there's a little bit more tension there. So we'll focus in on that, because oil, we focus in, the reason why we focus in on oil is it is very inflationary. So as you see oil going up and up and up, if it's $70, $80, $90, $100 a barrel, you're going to be seeing inflation numbers starting to go up. So we'd like them, as long as those numbers are down below $70 a barrel, we're good. So what I wanted to do also today is talk to you guys about credit. Okay, so here's what happens in most situations. People will ask us, Dan, what's the best rate? Or how do I get this? Or how do I prepare for my home? Or what do I do? The one thing that you guys need to understand that's going to help you all throughout life, it's going to help you possibly get that job. It's going to help you when it comes to a credit card, being able to rent where you can rent, buying that first car, buying that first home, it's going to be credit. And so many people don't truly understand credit and credit scores. So I created a website, and it's basically here for educational purposes. Go to it. It's called Credit Scores and More. There's videos in here. There's a lot of different tutorials. You probably didn't realize, if you don't understand or you didn't know this, then you got to visit the site. How many credit scores do you think you have? If your answer was 3 or 4, you're way off. If your answer is 10 or 15, you're still off. If you said 20 or 30, you're on the money. So if you didn't answer 20 or 30, please check out creditscoresandmore.com. You're going to learn a lot about credit scores and how they work and how they can really help you in life. So that's that part of it. And then who am I? What do I do? I'm just an average mortgage guy out here trying to win your business and help you understand the markets, not just real estate, but the broader markets and the equity markets, Bitcoin and so forth. But who I am, I'm actually a loan officer out here trying, like I said, to win your business. So if you'd like to work with me, doesn't matter where you live in the country, because I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, I'd love to help you. So how do you find me? Go to therateupdate.com. Here it is. So you're going to go across the top. It's going to give you a whole bunch of information up through here, how to put in your application. The cool thing about our application is this. You ever click that button and it launches, you got to answer all these questions for about 10 minutes. And then it says, oh, we need your email address and your cell phone number and all this other stuff. And you're like, I don't want that. I just want to, either put in an application, or if I wanted to talk to somebody, I would talk to somebody. I wonder if you could do one or either of those. So if you hit the apply now button, what's going to happen is you're just going to fill in a couple fields. Then we're going to send you an email saying, hey, do you want to set up a consultation with me so we can answer your questions? Or do you just want to put in your application where you know you put in the application? I'll review it within 24 hours and get back with you with hopefully a solution or a game plan. So that's what we do. So Phil, if you're interested in trying to get to that next step, you're trying to buy that first house, maybe first investment property, click the apply now button. Or to reach us, you can also scroll down to the bottom, yep, all the way down here, past some blogs, calculators, and the rest, and you're going to find our 800 number. So if you want to call us, please do so at 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. I'll be back here tomorrow morning, God willing, to let you know how this mess starts up another day. See you then. Bye-bye.